People tell me I'm special. People tell me that I'm a very successful person. And I'll be honest with you. It's because I don't think like that. It's because I don't associate with them and their behaviors. I was with a very successful man last night. You know, I used to work for this guy. He was a mentor of mine. And he loves working. He loves grinding. He loves being obsessed on things. And he reminds me of myself, and I remind him of himself, according to him. It's complicated, but I don't relate to a lot of people anymore. I don't look at people and say, oh, we're exactly the same. I really don't. Because I love the work. I love the hustle. I love the grind. And a lot of people don't. A lot of people want to sit at home, fuck their girl, drink a beer, put on Netflix, eat some cookies. They just want to be happy, quote unquote. They want to be happy. But happiness, from what I found in all my work with all my clients and all my research and all my data sets, doesn't come from you wanting to be happy. Being happy isn't a result of you desiring happiness. You saying that you need to be happy, that you want to be happy, and that you're chasing happiness is not going to make you happy. Typically, it only makes you sad. Typically, it only makes you frustrated. Happiness comes from a prolonged progress towards a goal. When you solve problems, you technically become happy. So human beings, we must create these problems in our head. Maybe your problem is that you don't have a Ferrari. Maybe your problem is that you don't have a nice penthouse. That's a problem. And when you solve that problem, you can create happiness. Concurrently with that, you don't need to create the problem and then create a void for yourself. Some of you feel like your problem is you don't have your ex. You don't have this person in your life. You don't have the love and the lifestyle and all the things that you want. But the moment that you start saying that you need these things and that you want these things, your happiness is not tied to it anymore. And then you don't necessarily need it anymore because you don't really want it. So you start to let go of things. So we must define what we want. We must be very clear about the goals that we set in our life. Because our goals are very intentional. If we start setting goals for things that don't necessarily make sense for us, but we still want them and we still desire them, then they will play a part in our happiness. I think that many people set goals that they know they can't achieve and they know they don't want to achieve, but they put them up there, number one, out of this psychological rationalization that, oh, I should set my goals very, very high and be delusional. But at the same time, you're also creating a want for yourself that can typically never be reached. You should set your goals at an area where they are just out of reach, not extremely out of reach. And look, that's what will allow you to hit them to a large degree, because we always can push a little bit more. We can always do more than we think we can do. When the mind gives up, the body doesn't. I'll tell you that right now. So you can always do more, okay? And the reality is, people will always want the things that they cannot have. So, you know, be cautious of that. But I was sitting with this person, and I realized, like, I don't really relate to a lot of people nowadays. I can't think about a lot of things with people. It's not that I'm better. It's just that when you've locked yourself into a work zone for 5-10 years, you just don't want that anymore. I think that's what life is really about, because I'm actually happy. Like, I'm very happy. I'm very pleased with the things that I have. I'm very pleased with the things that I've done. I'm very pleased with all the success the world has given me. But a lot of people will say, like, you work too much. You're always locked in. I'm like, yeah, that's the point. That's what life is about when you're young. Working, grinding, building, developing, elevating. That's what life is. What else am I supposed to do? Lounge around while my body's the youngest it is in this very moment? Take a break? When I have all this energy and life force? I'll never be this age again. I'll never be this young again. And while I have these resources, I'd rather put them towards grinding and building myself up better to where the standard of my life is generally just high quality, because I do eat at nice restaurants. I do have nice things because of the standard of my life, because of the work I've done. But that's proxy. That's in an indirect relation to the things that I've done and the pain that I've gone through. Go through the pain, go through the suffering. I think that men are supposed to struggle. And I think that women have that in them as well. It's a little bit tempered, but yeah, they do. Stop doing the things that you want to do and start doing the things that make you a better person. I appreciate you guys for spending a little bit of time here with me today. If you ever want to connect with me, the link's in my bio. subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't done so already, and definitely check out all my podcasts on all my major platforms. Thank you so much. Love you guys. Till next time. Sumi out.